Thank you very much for the thought-provoking question. I think that it speaks to the very heart of the nature of consumer policy itself, which is, as we all know, very complex. And I think it also shows the contradiction almost with the rigidities of state architectures that sometimes are in place to try and resolve consumer problems, even if the policy is good. So if I may just explain a little bit about South Africa first, how it works for consumer protection. There's concurrent jurisdiction constitutionally between our provinces as one sphere of government and our national sphere of government for consumer protection. So that means there are national agencies, including regulators, which are set up to provide consumer protection, the main one being the National Consumer Commission, which then brings cases to the National Consumer Tribunal, where I also serve. At provincial level, we are seeing more and more now that the provincial governments are setting up consumer complaints offices and also consumer courts. Now, that is very good to increase access to redress for consumers, and also the fact that there are a number of sector-based ombuds that exist. So for example, if you have a problem with a motor vehicle, there's a motor industry ombud. The difficulty that we still face as South Africa is that there's no policy or legislated mechanism to guide coordination of the different agencies. And so what the National Consumer Commission has done is it convenes a quarterly consumer protection forum for all the different layers of government, all the different agencies to come together and to begin to try to look at a more coherent system. But because it's not, it's voluntary, of course, it's not possibly as strong as it could be. We also still need to develop an integrated digital system. And I was very proud to learn last evening about the incredible system that Thailand has for that. And I think it's for South Africa to learn, but I think it might be something for many other countries to learn from. So just to then say, when I serve on the National Consumer Tribunal, some of the consumer cases that come before myself as a judge or a panel show, in my view, still that it takes too long for some consumers to actually get redress. And you need to be really tenacious as a consumer to keep pursuing through the different doors that you can knock on to try to get your problem solved and to get the redress that you actually are entitled to in South Africa. And I think we all know that for any redress system to be effective, it needs to be quick, needs to be easy, and it needs to be cheap in the sense of being affordable. Now, that is something that we still need to strive for more holistically, I think, in South Africa. We don't yet have a master plan. And so again, I would like to take the opportunity to request to learn from Thailand in how you have gone about that. And if I may, President, I was thinking that this might be the area of master plans or grand plans or integrated national plans, whatever the terminology is. It may also be a dimension to begin to map onto the UNCTAD consumer protection map that was demonstrated yesterday, and to begin to load that information there. Because I think it's a very powerful avenue for co-learning, for peer learning, and for putting the information in one place. So in hoping that you've learned something from South Africa, I can certainly say that I have learned so much from Thailand, and for the opportunity to participate in this peer review. It's such a powerful mechanism. So thank you very much for the question.